In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists, now that the Belgians own Budweiser, what are the first big changes we'll notice? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world. On the web at hewlett.org. The William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And the Pew Charitable Trusts, working with states to protect public safety, hold offenders accountable, and control corrections costs. At pewtrusts.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio, in association with Urgent Haircut Productions' Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our intern is Becky Silvermintz. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our technical director is Robert Newhouse. Other engineers include Lorna White, Lester Larchek, and Muhammad Mao. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Mike Danforth, Emily Ecton, and Joe Feldman. Now, panel, what changes are we going to see in Budweiser? Charlie Pierce.
Bud drinkers will now be Flemish before drinking the brew and not afterwards.
Amy Dickinson.
The roller coaster at Busch Gardens will be renamed the Brussels Sprouts Reign of Terror.
And Paul Provenza.
Well, you know, in Brussels, the big landmark, the big tourist attraction, the fountain, which is the little cherub urinating, it's the famous thing they dress up. Well, now, when you get it on tap...
Oh. Well, if we see any of those changes, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Charlie Pierce, Amy Dickinson, and Paul Provenza. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Adam Felber, and we'll see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.